With SDPB News, I'm Megan Feary. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem has fired the warden and deputy warden of the state penitentiary in Sioux Falls after an investigation into an anonymous complaint. The complaint alleges that supervising corrections officers regularly sexually harassed their fellow employees and that attempts to report harassment were ignored. The governor had suspended Darren Young, the former warden, on Tuesday, along with Secretary of Corrections Mike Leithold. Noem said Thursday she has also suspended Stephanie Bowick, who was the director of a prison work program called Pheasant Land Industries. Requests for comment left at phone numbers listed for Young, Jennifer Dreisk, the former deputy warden, and Bowick were not immediately returned. A former leader in the U.S. Forest Service is accusing the Black Hills National Forest of mismanaging the land. He says the forest needs to make serious reforms if it wants to save logging jobs, prevent fires, and improve forest health. SDPB's Ariel Zients has more.
Jim Furnish grew up visiting the Black Hills National Forest before he became the deputy chief of the U.S. Forest Service. He says he was worried by the agency's recent report on logging.
This general technical report clearly shows that the levels that they've been logging at are not sustainable. In fact, they basically, the technical report said if you keep logging at that level, there won't be any trees left in the Black Hills in 50 years.
He says the forest is prioritizing timber over other natural resources, and this will mean negative long-term effects for timber workers and fire safety. Furnish says this unsustainability violates the Multiple-Use Sustained Yield Act. He also says there's evidence of logging in areas that haven't been approved through the National Environmental Policy Act. Ben Whitke is the director of the Black Hills Forest Resource Association, which represents timber businesses and workers.
The partnership between the forest products companies and the Forest Service in the Black Hills has long been heralded by both the agency and the communities as a success in mitigating mountain pine beetle mortality, mitigating hazards for wildfires that threaten our communities and the lives of firefighters and the public alike.
Woodke says that Furnish's vision for the forest would eliminate about 80% of the local timber industry. For SDPB, I'm Ariel Zients in Rapid City.
Facing criticism from small cities that feared losing status and funding, the federal government says it won't raise the population threshold for what qualifies as a metro area. The Office of Budget and Management said Tuesday that it will keep the minimum population needed in a community's core city at 50,000 residents in order to be designated a metropolitan statistical area. The federal government had been considering doubling that threshold to 100,000 people. South Dakota's Republican Senator John Thune and Mark Kelly, a Democrat from Arizona, introduced legislation in June that would have stopped the Office of Budget and Management from making the change. The State Department of Health has released its weekly COVID-19 update. Health officials report 2,385 people got vaccinations last week. That brings the total number to about 371,000 vaccinations distributed. Just over 53% of state residents 12 and older now have the full vaccine series. State health officials report 113 new coronavirus cases. The state has seen a total of 11 cases of the highly contagious Delta variant. One new death is reported, bringing the state's death toll to 2,040. There are 208 active COVID cases in the state and 20 people hospitalized. A documentary about the Sioux Falls punk scene in the 1990s has a screening in Rapid City Friday. As a South Dakota teenager, Brian Bieber says he never fit in until he went to his first punk show.
I didn't know anyone really when I walked in, but I still felt, well, this is my place and these are my people.
For Bieber, it was life-changing.
It almost didn't matter who was on stage. That was just kind of the soundtrack to what was actually going on, which was people connecting and learning about the world.
Bieber says the genre taught him about animal rights and political activism. It shaped his worldview, but little was documented from this pre-internet era. Bieber wanted to change that. He started digitizing old demo tapes and records and realized what interesting people were part of that scene.
There were these, you know, people that I knew as that are now like public defenders, they're activists, they're artists, they're doing all kinds of incredible things. And I thought, you know, there's a story to be told there.
His documentary is called I Really Get Into It. It was his first film, and he learned as he went. He says the response has been overwhelmingly positive so far. The Rapid City screening is at the Cave Collective. It's a youth-oriented community center and coffee shop. Bieber thinks it's the perfect venue.
They're creating a space for a lot of sort of underrepresented voices and kids, I think is really wonderful.
The Friday screening starts at 7 o'clock. Everyone is welcome to attend. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Megan Feary. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Megan Feary. With SDPB News, I'm Megan Feary.